This is the VOA News by remote. I'm Tom. And now more than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, that figure is more than 97,000. The number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million worldwide and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump played a round of golf at one of his courses at the start of the Memorial Day weekend as he urged states to reopen after coronavirus-related lockdowns. Yet many Americans remain cautious as the number of confirmed cases nationwide surpassed the 1.6 million mark. In California, many businesses and recreational activities reopened, but officials in Los Angeles County say they will remain tight with restrictions until July 4th. Some religious leaders have taken issue with Mr. Trump's declaration that houses of worship should resume in-person services over the weekend. Rain dampened the weekend in the northeastern U.S., where newly opened beaches had been expected to attract throngs of people and test social distancing rules. Citing a threat of the coronavirus from Mexico, the Trump administration has banned hundreds of thousands of people from crossing the southern border with emergency measures that prohibit non-essential traffic and rejects asylum seekers without a hearing. At least one American border region is experiencing a spike in hospitalizations that some believe is driven by American citizens who live in Mexico coming to the U.S. for care. But in Tijuana and other Mexican border cities, many doctors, health officials, and ordinary citizens are worrying about the disease coming south from the U.S. And again, the number of people who have died thus far from COVID-19 is more than 342,000 globally. In the United States, 97,000. This is VOA News. The daily death rate attributable to the coronavirus continues to fall in New York. The state on Saturday reported its lowest number in weeks in what Governor Andrew Cuomo described as a critical benchmark. The death tally peaked at 799 on April 8th. The death rate is considered a lagging indicator and has remained stubbornly high even amid other signs of encouragement. Also, Cuomo signed an order late Friday allowing people to assemble in groups of 10 or fewer if they stay at least 6 feet from others and wear masks if they can't. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's divisive top aide Dominic Cummings has been accused of breaking lockdown rules in late March by traveling 250 miles with his wife, who was ill with COVID-19, to be near his parents. But the British Prime Minister resisted calls Saturday to sack Dominic Cummings, one of the most powerful members of his government. Polarizing figure Cummings masterminded the 2016 Leave campaign to take the UK out of the European Union. Johnson imposed a strict lockdown on March 23rd and 4 days later announced he himself had tested positive for COVID-19. After which Cummings was seen running away from Downing Street. Johnson's office said his advisor's actions were in line with the government's guidelines to avoid non-essential travel and that he'd made the journey to ensure his young son could be properly cared for. Since his wife had COVID-19 and was likely he'd get it too, the prime minister's office said at the time Cummings was self-isolating at home. Funerals were held Saturday for those killed in a plane crash over the Pakistani city of Karachi. As the death toll rose to 97, there were two survivors. The plane crash landed in a densely populated area of Karachi, but no deaths on the ground were reported. Officials said the black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of the disaster. The head of Pakistan's International Airlines said the pilot's last message indicated a technical problem, and he told controllers he'd lost power from both engines. The flight was flying from Lahore to Karachi. Pakistan only last week resumed domestic flights it had suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Taliban declared a three-day Eid al-Fitr ceasefire in Afghanistan starting Sunday via a tweet on Saturday from the hardline Islamist group, and the country's president said the government would reciprocate. The move came as fighting between the two sides had intensified despite the coronavirus pandemic. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani welcomed the Taliban ceasefire announcement and extended the offer of peace. He said as commander-in-chief, he'd instructed the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces to comply with the three-day truce and to defend only if attacked. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.